Now, with the frigid temperatures Wisconsin has experienced so far this winter, and we're still feeling it now, we'll find out about a strange winter phenomenon, the frost quake.
Now, apparently these are happening all over the coldest parts of the U.S. and Canada. And here to explain what a frost quake actually is, we have Brianna Draxler, assistant editor for Discover Magazine, based in Waukesha. Brianna, hi. Thanks for being with us.
Hi. Thanks for having me on the show.
Okay, so what is a frost quake?
So a frost quake falls into a category of events called cryoseisms, which are kind of like earthquakes, but that happen in the frozen parts of the world. And a frost quake happens on land where the soil or the rock during a warm spell gets saturated with water and fills in all those spaces between the rocks and the parts in the soil. And then a cold snap hits really fast. So the temperature drops really quickly and turns that water into ice, but there isn't enough space for it. So it expands really quickly, and to release the energy, it creates a big boom and shake of, you know, various sizes depending on how big the actual event was.
So just having a really cold temperature in and of itself isn't enough. It has to be that rapid change of temperature, right?
Exactly. So a lot of people have been saying that, oh, this year must be such a cold year that these are happening more often than usual, when in fact, you know, we're having these polar vortices, but we're having warm spells between them that's bringing the temperature up and creating a lot more thawing and melting.
Is that essentially what happens, you know, with ice on a lake when you hear those booms?
Yes, exactly. That's actually the other half of cryoseisms. Those are called ice quakes, and those are the kind that occur on water when you're on a frozen lake or you're ice fishing or you hear those big cracks where the ice is shifting.
I don't think I've ever experienced a frost quake, or not knowingly, I might have thought it was something else. What if I were at ground zero of a frost quake, what would it be like?
Yeah, it's kind of a unique experience. I haven't been in one myself, but based on the reports that we've been hearing throughout the year this year, they're pretty short. They only last about 2 or 3 seconds. A lot of times it's a big sort of explosive type noise. A lot of people think that something heavy has been dropped on their roof or that a wall in their basement has cracked, refrigerators pushed over, people falling out of bed. There's been all sorts of things that people have been thinking it's been to try to explain it. So it's usually the noise that people notice. And then sometimes you can feel a little shaking. But unlike an earthquake that's really deep in the earth, usually like a mile or two, these occur just in the superficial part of the earth. And so it's less than 5 feet. So they're really not causing a lot of shaking. Sometimes you can feel them, sometimes you can't.
I'm so glad we're talking about this, because I'm pretty sure that I had about 10 frost quakes this winter and wondered
really?
What the heck was going on.
Really?
Yeah, I kept looking up at my roof and wondering what could be banging up there, and now I think I know. So can it damage property?
You know, most of the ones that have occurred this year, which have been more frequent than usual, have not been causing any damage. Most of the time it's just the noise and the shaking, but about 2 weeks ago in Fond du Lac County, there was one major incident where a gentleman called the police. He thought his garage had blown up, and
oh,
it was
boy.
In the middle of the night when they usually occur, because that's when temperatures are really cold. And it turns out he went out in the morning, and his driveway had been split in two. The crack was 100 feet long
wow.
and like 8 or 10 inches deep.
Wow, that's impressive. So it can actually cause some damage. These are called cryoseisms. Do seismologists record these? Do they show up on the Richter scale?
None of the ones that have happened this year have shown up on the Richter scale, but they have been found, the ice quakes especially, have been found to show up on the Richter scale. I was doing a little research, and there was an ice quake on Lake Mendota in 2008 that registered a 0.2 on the Richter scale. And one in 1948 that was actually a 3.8 on the Richter scale.
Wow. So that
those
even,
ones are felt a lot more.
So maybe even a California would notice that 3.8. They probably sleep through all the other ones we've talked about.
Probably.
So where in the world are they happening most frequently this winter?
So the ones that have been reported are either in the Midwest or the northeastern United States, and then down in a band on the lower edge of Canada.
Okay, so kind of in the northern parts where you'd expect it this season.
Exactly, where you're getting those cold temperatures, but it's not so far north where that cold is consistent.
Is there a peak season, apart from, I guess, winter, is there a peak time of year, a peak month where they happen, or does it really just depend on the quirks of weather?
Well, typically it's at the beginning of winter when there are a lot more variations in temperature. We're getting warm spells and cold snaps, and in these cases, the cold snap just becomes literal.
Are people generally pretty frightened by these, like the guy whose driveway split in half? Are they kind of terrifying experiences, or are they just, you know, like mine, where I'm kind of scratching my head and hoping for the best?
I think it's a little of both. There have been a number of people, especially the ones up in Toronto earlier in the year, where a lot of people were calling the police wondering what the explosions were, whereas a lot of the smaller ones have just been sort of a social media phenomenon where people are wondering if anyone else is hearing this or if they made it up.
You know, I meant to throw this out earlier. If anyone out there has been through a frost quake this year or in the past, give a quick call real quick now at 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Tell us your frost quake story. Brianna, since you wrote this piece, are people that you know coming out of the woodwork to say, oh, that's what that thing was?
You know, I haven't heard any of that yet. I think they're pretty isolated, and they're tough to track because, you know, there isn't usually any damage to see. They happen at night when you can't actually witness it, and there really is no way to predict it. So I haven't heard any of that yet, but we'll see.
Have any frostquakes been captured, say, on YouTube?
No, I have not tracked any down, but it is being manifested in other ways. There's actually a brewery in Ontario that just came out with a beer called Frostquake to celebrate the frequency of these occurrences this year, which has been far more than usual.
Already getting responses to that call about have you experienced a frostquake? First of all, from across the board here, Michelle Good says, she just typed, I felt them in Dodawan. I thought the power plant exploded. And now we've got Dave on the line in Augusta. Dave, hi there.
Good afternoon.
You felt a frostquake?
A couple weeks ago on a Monday night, it was about 2 in the morning, I thought one of my big cottonwood trees had split and fell down to the ground. Nothing happened outside. It was a frostquake. I know it was. It woke us both up.
No kidding. Well, thank you so much for sharing that story, Dave. Looks like we've got another person with a frostquake story on the line.
And let's go to Bonnie joining us from Rice Lake. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi there.
Hi.
That's where all those things from.
So you felt this but didn't know what it was?
I had no clue what it was. At times I thought, oh my goodness, that was a beautiful sound.
All right. Thanks for that, Bonnie. We've got Libby in Ashland, too. Now, Libby, hi. You're on the air.
Hi. I just want to say thank you. You have redeemed us because we experience this. I'm up right on Lake Superior pretty frequently when it's cold. And earlier this year, a neighbor and I were talking about it on Facebook, and people didn't believe us and said, it was in our head or it's your house settling. And it sounds like where our house is, it almost half the time sounds like a gunshot just went off outside or someone's car just like smashed into a snowbank. And then you all run and you're like, oh, wait, that's just that noise again.
All right.
Sometimes it does just sound like ice fell off the roof.
Libby, thanks. Brianna, you have convinced a lot of people of their sanity by researching this. Thank you
Happy
so much.
Help.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Brianna Draxler. She's assistant editor for Discover Magazine.